listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
From the animal kingdom, a new study found instances in which 59 non-human primate species, including bonobos, chimpanzees, macaques, have taken part in same-sex behaviors.
Yeah.
Researchers
are all skying them with each other. Yeah.
Repeated occurrences of the behavior in 23 species. That was published Monday. I don't know which one of us has the journal Nature, Ecology, and Evolution, but I'm going to read it all to you because this piece is fascinating to me. It's the most comprehensive review of same-sex behavior in primates to date.
Can I ask a question quickly? We always talk. We always assume. We seem. At least I always think about this when we talk about animals having sex. We always assume it's just two dudes. Do the girls in the do the females in species?
Yes.
Rub the bean.
We will address that.
Okay.
That's coming up later.
I was wondering because Nick, you thought the same thing too. We always just assume it's two monkeys, two dude monkeys going at it. You know.
Yeah.
Right.
But, short answer to your question is yes.
Okay.
All right.
So there's a lot of scissoring in the animal community too. Then.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They don't go into detail on how they engage
or oatmeal eating.
Well, actually,
bulldog. Yeah.
They do, and we'll get to that in a second too. The final challenge: some common assumptions about the purpose of sex in the animal world, suggesting it plays a broader social role. The authors posit that same-sex behavior developed evolutionary to help primates in complex social groups ease tension, reduce conflict, build bonds. A combination of genetics and external stress from the environment and from social systems appears to drive this behavior, they conclude. What we found is same-sex is not like something bizarre, aberrant, or rare. It's everywhere. It's very useful. It's very important. Vincent Savolainen.
That's not what the Bible says, Todd.
Director of the Georgina Mace Center for the Living Planet at Imperial College London and an author of the study. I love listening to intellectuals, instead of knuckle-draggers and mouth-breathers, discuss this because they break it down.
This one and the origin of the earth, all this. I love smart people. Yeah, that's why I work with you guys.
For his research.
No track.
The Savolainen guy and his co-authors analyzed existing data from previous research observations of 491 primate species looking for documented instances of same sexual behavior. This is where it gets sexy. So,
all right.
Sit back and relax.
You're too clinical earlier, I'm sorry.
Right. This predominantly involved mounting, ventral, or ventral dorsal.
What is that?
So ventral is two pies, right?
No, that's front and front. The front is the ventral part of your body. So, you know,
I love smart people.
some bonobo is throwing his legs over, you know, by his ears.
Got it.
I think that's
so
how
bonobo
they do it.
Missionary.
Right. I've never had gay sex before, but I think that's how they do it.
Seriously?
Over there, they just call it sex.
Yeah. Or ventral dorsal. That would be doggy.
I've never had gay sex.
As well as genital touching and fellatio. Both male-male and female-female interactions were included.
All right.
Same-sex interactions of a non-sexual nature were not counted to avoid ambiguity. Resulting findings indicate that the same-sex behavior is more common when animals need social cohesion to deal with harsh environmental conditions, when they're at high risk of being eaten, or when competition for resources becomes more intense. It's also more common in social groups with strict hierarchies, where sex could help individuals manage competition, build alliances, and avoid intergroup aggression.
All right. You're trying to get somebody on your side, you're like, get over here.
Yeah, get over here.
Come on. Tug.
Right. Yeah.
Will you be on my team if I bang you?
If you tug me, I will.
Right. So the
easing
time
tensions and helping social situations. Yeah. I think that's where it's different than humans.
If we have a conflict like Jim sucks again, we just say, well, let's just have sex.
Plus, you're going to have to take one for the team there.
Shut up and take off
we
your
spit
clothes.
Roast Jim. Right. Okay,
like, bang puss. Oh, jeez. That's a visual I'm never getting rid of.
Well, it's spit roasting Jim.
Oh, say it again. Thank you.
That's the visual he doesn't want to hear either, by the way.
He might be turned around and headed back home this morning.
Oh, no, he's skipping.
I said that in a contract year. We're in a contract year, too, and I said that. That's how cool Jim Sucks is, by the way.
God. No, it'd be perfect if this morning is the day he gets a speeding ticket.
People haven't realized same sex as a behavior is as important for the functioning of the society as feeding, fighting, making babies, and looking after your offspring.
This doesn't surprise me at all. It's a great study.
Yeah. Savolainen said.
What do they know? It's not in the Bible. It just ain't right. It ain't right.
He likened same-sex behavior to a currency that some primate individuals might employ to better make their way through society, increase opportunities, and share resources. What we see is when there are social difficulties in a species, then same-sex currency is a currency to help. He added that the behavior is likely common in more than 23 primate species, but the data on the subject is limited to some species that haven't been studied closely.
And what about fish?
Yeah, they didn't study fish. These are primates.
Yeah.
These are the
ones that are more like us.
Yeah. Right. Closest to humans. It can be difficult for scientists to observe and interpret same-sex behavior, sexual behaviors in field research. Plus, many researchers once viewed these behaviors as unusual and outside of their focus, so they might not have documented instances of it carefully. In addition, Savalian said it's difficult to secure funding to study same-sex behavior in animals, particularly from government agencies, so that might have kept researchers from pursuing the topic as well. Yeah, we can't discuss this. Even in animals.
Right, there can't be gay monkeys.
No, it can't be gay. No. You put your hand on the Bible every day, Todd.
We have lots of species where we don't know whether it exists. It's not documented. Scientists have overlooked this, and you can't understand how a society works well if you don't integrate this as part of multiple behaviors you need to take into account. Hopefully, we'll have a lot more data in the future.
See, there's some silverback gorilla. It's like, you know, the matriarch of his crew, and he's begrudgingly
would be the patriarch.
He has to begrudgingly bang somebody just to keep the peace.
Yeah.
Or can you farm that out to somebody? Be like, hey.
Yeah, I don't know.
We need you to take care of how the pecking order goes.
Maybe it's an ugly gorilla you want to bang.
The new study does not attempt to relate the findings to modern human sexual behavior, but it does say that human ancestors were subject to the same environmental and social pressures that researchers think drive same-sex behavior in other primates. Mm-hmm. Previous research has shown that same-sex behavior in macaques, is widespread. And that it could be inherited, and that certain behaviors could be traced to specific genetic bloodlines. Female bonobos are frequently observed rubbing genitals amid social tension.
I'd volunteer to watch the bean-rubbing bonobos. That's what I would watch. I'll do that study.
Make that an exhibit at the zoo, and it will be packed every
day. The bean-rubbing bonobos? Right, right.
Be crowds of people.
Yeah.
Same-sex behaviors have also been observed in chimpanzees.
The diddling bonobos. Yeah. That's a good band name.
I'd see them.
But it sounds like the bonobos are just doing it solo.
Oh, I'd watch that, too.
The chimpanzees.
They look at you, too, then?
Are doing each other.
You like that, don't you?
Look you right in the eye.
Yeah.
Marlene Zook, a University of Minnesota professor, evolutionary biologist who researches same-sex behavior in animals, but did not work on the study, said the new analysis was exciting because it covered such a broad range of primates. What's really impressive is the breadth of data that they pulled together here. She was not surprised by the conclusion that environmental and social influences appeared to play a role in primate same-sex behavior.
You know, the funny thing about the world is, I mean, I realize none of us are going to be around in 100 years, but and just say the world still exists 100 years from now in the same kind of situation. Don't you want to know more? Because science will always win out. There's always going to be more investigating and more studies about everything. And other stuff's going to go by the wayside. Ancient thinking.
I hope so.
So, I mean, I hope so. Well, it's slow. It's slow. Yeah, yeah. I get it. It's slow. But, you know, it ain't that long ago. You know, it was slower. So in the future, I'd like to know just to see. That's what I'd want to know. Not the flying car stuff, although that'd be kind of cool, too. Just like how
human people, and animal nature.
Well, how would just people let go of ancient thinking and actually live in the present 100, 200 years from now?
The new study, she said, highlights a common misunderstanding about animal sexual behavior. It's more nuanced than people assume. It's not always about making babies. Sexual behavior is often more than reproduction, and that's certainly true in our species, but people don't tend to think that's true in other species. They have this idea that in all animals, except for people, they're old-fashioned Roman Catholics and can only have sex briefly when it's going to result in an offspring with the lights off.
Catholic girls have a lot of sex. It's just not how animals are either.
She added scientists long ago ruled out the idea that animals or humans might possess a particular gay gene responsible for driving same-sex behavior. So good. There is no gay gene. Good news for you, Nick.
Yes.
Yeah. Not a single identifiable gene in people or any other animals that will irrevocably and in all cases mean that the animal exhibits solely same-sex behavior. What's really clear to most of us who work in the field, but somehow seemed to escape a lot of everybody else, is that pretty much all behaviors, and indeed pretty much all traits in general, whether they're physical or psychological or whatever, are going to be the result of influence from genes and the environment. Here's what they don't go into, and I'm curious about this, and I'm sure the answer is no. But when there is same-sex behavior among a group of animals, does one group judge them? Do they get, pigeonholed?
I don't think that exists in the animal world.
No, I think it does.
No,
unless it's like you're pissed off that somebody's bagging your buddy.
Right, I don't think.
But they don't care about who it is.
They attach a stigma to that.
No.
It's just natural behavior.
Right.
Well, are there voyeurs in the animal world? Because I've been at the zoo where a couple gorillas are banging each other, and the other gorillas run them. Don't even care.
That's a whole other study.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Mm. The gorilla cuck chair.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there in a cuck chair because they should put one in the enclosure.
Stump.
The cuck stump.
Submit that to the journal Nature, Ecology, and Evolution and have them look into that. Are there voyeurs in the animal world?
Yeah, but you know what?
But
it's against the laws of nature. Apparently it's not.
No, it's apparently not.
That's what the homophobes don't get.
No, well, that's why we tend to lean toward intellectuals. Guys who have actually,
all the time. Yeah.
And women who have actually looked into it, studied.
Does that say if there's animals that are strictly gay, or they're all just, gay to keep the peace enhance their social lives?
If strictly gay, then it's probably extinct.
Or they, what's the, what
yeah,
are they
but, called? Like an individual within, not a whole species, but like one part of the, like one member of the group.
What was that term last week? The one that was part-time gay. What was that called?
Hetero something.
Oh, heteroflexible.
Yeah. So.
I'm a hetero.
There might be a heteroflexible monkey
man
out there. Right, yeah. By the way, what are the odds here, by the way? We won't go into this, but I'm going to read the first name on the page of the next Deadpool. Name Jack Hanna's boner.
Yeah,
that fits perfectly right here.
Yeah, it does.
Wow, I wish we could talk to that guy about this.
I know.
I'd be interested to know if this happens amongst like lions and other mammals.
Oh man, you want to be angry gay lion sex? Yeah. That'd be dangerous.
I do think that studying what's most likely connected to us, which is primates. Is probably the key in this.
Yeah, but this I'm sure will lead to other
animals doing it, right?
More in-depth studies.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, this would make you believe that not doing it is against the laws of nature.
Yeah. Right. Or just not open to it.
Yeah.
And when we take a break, just think about a bonobo flicking the bean.
Or spit roasting Jim.
Oh, come on, man.
I know. I feel bad about saying that.
God.
For everybody involved, it's not fair to Jim, it's not fair to us.
Right.
Spit roasting any of us is pretty gross.
You're scarring anybody who knows what all of us look like.
It's just escalate tension just to introduce that after the show today. Come on, Jim.
I'm just going to log off. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.